cries out, glory to the King, my greatest love in life. I hand you everything, glory, glory. I hear the angels sing, open my ears, let me hear your voice to know that sweet sound. Oh, my soul rejoice, glory, glory. I hear the angels sing.
We sing together.
Hail the Father to the fatherless, the answer to my prayers. I see you crowned in righteousness. We cry glory to the King. Oh, comforter to the lonely, the lifter of my head. I see you veiled in majesty. We cry glory, glory. We cry glory to the King. You're the Father, you're the Father to the fatherless, the answer to my dreams. I see you crowned in righteousness. We cry glory to the King. Comforter to the lonely, the lifter of my head. I see you veiled in majesty. We cry glory, yes, glory. We cry glory to the King. We cry glory, we cry glory. Yes, we cry glory. We cry glory to the King.
We've been studying under the theme, Stop the Spirit of Foolishness, which is under Manifest Glory. And in our previous prayer time, we prayed concerning Think Right. And I think that was Think Right Part 3, focusing on winning the battles of the mind. We established certain truths. One was that our thoughts are spiritual. They are not natural. We cannot see our thoughts. They are spiritual. They are not natural. And until we speak, our thoughts remain in the spirit. We cannot see them until we act on them. And then we said that we need to be careful how we think, and we must feed our mind with the right information from Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these. Say after me, think on these.
Think on these.
Today, we are looking at guard your heart. In our next prayer time, we'll be looking at stop the fiery darts of social media, and we'll be looking in those areas. Today is to set the tone for that, particularly because of the generation in which we find ourselves and how to impact as ministers without letting the continuity of our ministration be impeded by the spirit of foolishness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In dealing with any spirit of foolishness, you must think right. In thinking right, you must guard your heart. And that's what we are looking at today. Guard your heart. We're going to look at about five or four blocks of scripture. And then based on that, we're going to pray. God's grace is available and you will never lose your way in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6 to 9. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. Wow. That alone is a whole sermon. It's very deep. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. That is to say that there's a lot of pretense in our world. And you must be careful that anyone you are dealing with whose heart is disconnected from his behavior, you ought to be careful. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. So very often we talk about this scripture, or we mention, oh, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Very often when sermons or messages surrounding the heart are brought up, a lot of people put this scripture in there. We mention Proverbs 23:7a. But we don't look at the pretext. And sometimes we just pick out the verse 7, and we lose the entire picture. From this text, we realize that don't even go and sit in the presence of the person in the first place. Don't even entertain the environment before you get corrupted. Don't even entertain it. Because we see whenever decisions in a person's life gets to their heart, the moment it gets to their heart, it's so rooted that it's a very, very dangerous thing. There's nothing you can do about it. You must avoid it. And I'll say that no matter the challenges you go through, make sure your heart is left intact. You must guard your heart. Joshua chapter 2, verse 10 to 11, the spies that were sent by Moses, Joshua and Caleb, to go. In fact, there were many spies. There were not just two spies. There were many. There were 12 spies. And they were sent into the heathen land to go and spy. Now, in Joshua 2, verse 10 to 11, here was Rahab, a prostitute who had received these spies. They were lodging at a place. It could be a guest house or a brothel, but that's where they lodge. Of course, as spies, they would lodge in a place that would be very difficult to find, and that's where they lodged. Now, listen to the testimony of Rahab to the spies. She said, "For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. When ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed." So she was testifying of what they had heard even before these people came. "Let the mighty works of the Lord precede your presence in Jesus' name."
Amen.
In fact, let people in your village or wherever they meet, because village doesn't always connote bad place. So wherever they meet, because maybe witchcraft in our day, probably they do it in the city. Or wherever they meet, let the mighty works, the news
of God's doings in your life. Let him finish them before you get there.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man. Hey, if the men are even losing courage, how much more the women and the children? Because of you, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Say after me, our God, is God in heaven above,
is God in heaven above,
and in earth beneath.
And in earth beneath.
One more time, my God, is God in heaven above,
is God in heaven
and
above,
in the earth beneath.
And in the earth beneath.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God we serve, he's the Abraham calls him the possessor of the heavens and the earth. He's God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. David will say, where can I run away from, hide from your presence? If I go to the mountain, you are there. In the valley, you are there. In the cave, God, you are there. This is the God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is Rahab testifying of the mighty works of God. That before you came, the news, what we heard about you, our hearts melted. I pray that you won't hear things that will cause your heart to melt when God has not yet responded. You must guard your heart. What you hear can cause your heart to shake. So guard your heart. Guard your heart. We already read in Philippians 4:8 that there's a prescription for what you must feed your heart with as a believer. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, prescribed by Dr. Paul, that you must think on certain things. Those are the things you must put in your heart. Aside that, say, nothing else must enter my heart.
Nothing else must enter my heart.
One time I saw on a member's status that she had put a suicide scene. Why do you put that on your status? Before you realize, 100 people watching that status, by the close of that day, some of them are filled with the spirit of fear. If the mighty are even committing suicide, what about me? So that was someone's status. Another person, it is CNN bad news in the morning, 6 a.m. You haven't had your quiet time, yet you are watching bad news from CNN. Bad news from BBC. Bad news from New York Times. Then bad news from Joy FM. Bad news from everywhere. Peace. Bad news from... They are just doing their work. But you, where's your filter? Say, where's your filter? Where's
your filter?
You must ask yourself, where's my filter? You haven't even put in the word of God to filter out any information. And it just comes into your heart, boom. 5 a.m., boom. It means that, even if this is how the day is going to start, I'll mark the end. 1st January, you are listening to bad news. How is the year going to end for you? I pray that God will grant you the grace to guard your heart.
Amen.
Because what you feed your heart with, your heart is like a machine. The information you feed your heart with, it becomes discussions. It becomes, your heart is like a processor. When you feed information there, it has a memory side, it has a processing side. Before you realize, your heart will now be connecting with your mind. Your heart is storing the information, connecting with your mind. Your mind is also processing it. And before you realize, you are milling your future into distraction. You are milling your actions into distraction. Today, I'll give you one scripture I want you to never forget. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 12. I want you to forever remember this scripture. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Proverbs 29, verse 12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. If you're a head pastor, and every time you keep listening to lies from members, all the people surrounding you, they'll become wicked people. Today you listen to Akosia, tomorrow you listen to Kweku, the following day you listen to this person. Hey, have you heard? This is what this person has gone to do. Have you heard? Hey, this is what this person has done. Before you realize, you'll be surrounded with wicked servants because you are creating room for wickedness. Hello?
Hi.
When you listen to lies and lies are the opposite of truth. What is truth? Truth is different from facts. Facts can be lies. Whatever is being said in town can be lies. They said that, oh, things are hard. If you keep listening to that fact, if you keep listening to that lie, it will defeat what should be in your heart, which is supposed to be the truth. What has God said? My God shall provide all your needs according to his riches in glory. What has God said? Thy wishes above all things that will prosper and be in good health. And so when you keep listening to lies that, hey, this year, 10,000 people have died from cholera. This year, if you don't have 5,000 Ghana cedis, you cannot even produce one music track. If you are not married by 2023 ending, it means that your future is done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hand upon your heart and say, I need to guard my heart.
I need to guard my heart.
Whatever you feed your heart with, it shall be processed and brought forth. If you don't want to give birth to bad actions, don't listen or don't feed your heart with bad information. If you don't want to produce bad news, don't feed your heart with bad news. I'll say it again. If you don't want your life to be a producer of bad reports, don't feed your heart with bad reports. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't listen to lies. Don't listen to mere facts. But listen to the word of God. Because if you listen to lies, you begin to produce wickedness. If you listen and you allow and accept lies in your heart, you produce wickedness, according to Proverbs 29, verse 12. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
I bar my heart from any lie.
I bar my heart from any lie.
I block my heart from any lie.
I block my heart from any lie.
I forbid my heart discussing lies.
I forbid my heart discussing
in
lies.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I surround my life with the truth.
I surround my life.
I accept the truth of God into my heart.
I accept the truth of God.
I permit nothing else.
I permit nothing else.
I permit nothing but God's word.
But God's
I permit
word.
Nothing else.
I permit
but God's
else.
Truth.
But God's
I permit
truth.
Nothing else.
I permit
but what God has said.
What
I permit
said.
Nothing else.
I permit
than the good
else.
Report of the
than
Lord.
The good report
in
of
the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus will let us understand that the issues of the heart are so important. That's when he'll say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 28 that even when you look upon a woman to lust after her, you have already committed the act of adultery. What goes on in your heart is more important. That's why we know from 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 that men look on the outward but God looks at the heart. The issues of the heart are so important. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 4:20-23, it says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. This is to say, keep your heart with all diligence by accepting wisdom into your heart. Before he arrived at keep your heart with all diligence, he spoke about wisdom. Listen, attend to my sayings. How do you guard your heart? By filling your heart with wisdom. Filling your heart with wisdom. That when you hear anything that negates it, you can immediately detect that there's a problem somewhere. You guard your heart by one, filling your heart with wisdom. With wisdom. Attending to wise sayings. Attending to truth. That is how you guard your heart. And number two, you stay away from bad information. As I mentioned in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 12. Today, kindly close your eyes with me wherever you are. And begin to pray that, Lord, wherever I've accepted what is wrong information into my heart? Today I ask for mercy. Have mercy upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus. like David came before you and he said that cast me not away from thy presence, but create in me a clean heart, Lord. Cleanse me, create in me a clean heart, a heart void of satanic words, a heart void of public news, which is not your report. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray the Lord, give me a wise heart, a heart that accepts wisdom and rejects foolishness. Grant unto me a wise heart. Let me be wise hearted. Rewire my heart for wisdom. Rewire my heart for wisdom. Rewire my heart for wisdom. Reprogram my heart and my mind to accept wisdom and to reject lies in the name of Jesus. Today is your day. Tell the Lord this midday, Lord, rewire my heart. Rewire my heart. Fix my mind. Reprogram me, Lord. Reprogram my system to be able to receive wisdom and to reject lies in the name of Jesus. You created me, Lord. Today, I accept the fact that, Lord, I cannot help myself. Reprogram my system. Reprogram my heart. Reprogram my heart, Lord, to accept wisdom and to reject lies. In the name of Jesus. Any hole in your heart which accepts lies, making room for lies, which has been developed, any hole created in your heart based on lies, based on what you've seen before, based on what you've heard before. Someone had a divorce, so it has created a hole in your heart, making room for divorce. Today, in the name of Jesus, that hole is sealed by the blood of Jesus. Any place that the walls of God around your life have been broken by lies, today let those walls be built up again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, reprogram my heart, reprogram my heart, reprogram my heart. Any hole of vulnerability for lies, Lord, today fix it, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. I'm not ending the year the same. I'm not ending the year the same. I'm not ending the year the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anywhere that a lie has become a standard in my life, today let it be unseated. Any seat that any lie has taken a place in my heart, anywhere in my heart that a lie has taken seat, today let it be unseated. 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 Let it be uprooted. 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 Where I am constantly defeated because of a lie in my heart, today my Holy Spirit unseat that lie. Deprogram that lie in the name of Jesus. Where I'm held in bondage, where I am become poor because of any lie, poor in spirit, poor physically because of any lie, today let it be unseated in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has defeated me in the past because of a lie, today let it be unseated in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, uproot every lie, 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 uproot every lie. My life cannot be the same again. Spirit of the living God, I cry out unto you. I put every lie in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, please say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you've made for me. Thank you that you died for me and you rose again in victory. Today I yield my life completely to you. Take over my life, be Lord and Master over my life. Grant me, Lord, your Holy Spirit and your grace to be able to live a life that is pleasing unto you. Thank you that by this prayer from today and forever, my life is not the same again. In Jesus' name, I pray it with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email. info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining. We'll meet again at 6 p.m. Prompt. Shalom.